With your Week in Review in local Tri-County sports, the top local stories of the week, I'm KDWA Sports Director Nick Tuckner reporting. For more sports updates, you can always check us out on the internet at KDWA.com. The Prescott Cardinals wrestling team is creeping up on the end of their regular season, and now they have a little bit of clarity as to what the postseason will entail. The WIAA released all of the regional and sectional assignments, so at least the Cardinals know there will be some sort of postseason eventually. For Coach Jordan Poyer, it's just nice to have some clarity as we get to the end of the regular season.
Absolutely. We're just excited that they've finally come out and given us some guidelines, and there's hope that we're going to get a postseason in and we're going to get kids to have some closure to their season anyway. That's kind of been the theme all year. We already knew we were going to have a shortened, abbreviated season to begin with, and then we didn't really know, you know, when we first kind of started out, we thought we're just going to get conference duels in and that's going to be our whole season, and it's kind of been like that all year. They kept saying where we want to give them a postseason, we want to give these kids some opportunities to wrestle past their conference meets as long as it was safe to do so. So that's really been the focus all year, not just January, but I'm glad that they have kind of come out with the guidelines. I haven't actually had a chance to tell the kids yet because we haven't had a practice the last couple of days. They just came out with them on Thursday morning, I think. Kids will be excited. They'll get refocused and ready to go, and it'll almost like a brand new season.
The Cardinals are in the midst of a big space between meets, and they were able to compete in a quad last on January 7th. Coach Poyer on an update as to what went down at Baldwin Woodville.
Yeah, we did have a quad in Baldwin. We wrestled Bloomer Colfax first. They have about as many kids as we do, 10 kids wrestled. So we were pretty evenly matched going into it. Forfeited a handful of weight classes, but we matched up with their top three guys, and we wrestled 5 total matches. They won, obviously, the big 3 won their matches, and we pulled 2 out. Sam Murphy with a big major decision, and then Benny Olson had a big tech fall in the first match there, but you know, guys went out, and the other 3 matches that we wrestled, guys went out and wrestled their best 3 kids. So they went out and competed hard, and they did what they had to do at that point. So then we wrestled St. Croix Falls, who is in the top 5 in Division 3. They're loaded. They've got depth and state champions up and down their lineup. It was a rough one. Again, Sam Murphy pulled out a win with a fall over one of their kids. But again, they've got 2 state champions on their team, just looking at their lineup here, and it's multiple ranked kids, some other state qualifiers in there. They're definitely the cream of the crop.
The Hastings Raiders wrestling team kicked their meet season into overdrive late last week and through the weekend. Hastings was able to take on both Henry Sibley and a highly ranked Simley last Thursday before traveling to Stillwater for a meet on Saturday. Head coach Tim Hanneberg of the Raiders joined KDWA Sports on Wednesday for an update.
Yeah, so we wrestled Henry Sibley and last Thursday. Henry Sibley duel went really good for us. We had a lot of good wins. We won 13 out of 14 matches, so it was really good. We just had a bunch of new kids in our lineup who are kind of starting on the varsity for the first time, so it was really good to get that many wins with kind of brand new kids starting like that. So I thought usually that the first kind of duel of the year is a big measuring stick, you know, and we're kind of seeing where our technique is at and where we're kind of struggling at, what part of wrestling we're struggling at. Conditioning usually is a little suspect at that point, too. But overall, I thought we were looking good in every area of wrestling, so on our feet, on bottom, and on top. And our conditioning looked actually really good, which is a little surprising with the fact that our first week wasn't as long as we kind of wanted it. We were kind of extending practices during that second week. But, yeah, thinking about, like, yeah, just all the late start for wrestling and all that kind of stuff, I thought our conditioning looked really good. So that was a really fun way to start the season with a big win over Henry Sibley. And then after that, we transitioned to Simley, like you said. They're probably top 10, top 5 in the country, and definitely the best team right now in the state of Minnesota. And that one was a little ugly from the top to the bottom. They just have name after name after name. I think they're up to about 71 recruits on their team right now. So that one was a little ugly, but we got 2 wins in the duels, so 2 out of 14, which was really good. But the biggest thing for me, too, was just seeing the fight in our kids. You know, even though you're stepping on the line with a kid that's nationally ranked or state ranked, probably in the top 3 or 2-1, like Simley's lineup, I thought our kids had a lot of fight in them, and they're trying to fight for 6 minutes hard. That was really good to see. I really liked to see the fight, and that was really cool. And then after that one, yeah, we transitioned to Stillwater on Saturday. And once again, they're ranked number 1 in AAA. So Simley's number 1 in AA, Stillwater number 1 in AAA. And that was, once again, we had a lot of fight out of our kids. I thought we looked really good in all 3 areas of wrestling. Our conditioning, once again, looked really good. And we won 6 out of the 14, which is pretty cool against a team that's ranked number 1 in our division. So overall, just I think a really solid week of wrestling. You know, the record doesn't really look that like it right now with being 1-2. But and when you wrestle 2 tough teams like that to start the season off, it's really tough. And I thought our kids responded really well to it. And once again, the fight was the biggest thing for me. And we showed a ton of fight and a ton of effort.
Coach Hanneberg on the Raider lineup that looked very, very good throughout their first few matches of the 2021 season.
Yeah, you know what? To start the duel off, we have Blake Beisel. So he's wrestling 106. He was a little too small for 106 last year, but he's filled out the weight class. He's a freshman this year. He's filling out for the weight class now. And he started off the season really hot. So he's got two pins, actually, two out of the three matches he's got pinned. And then he beat a Finley kid who's ranked in the top eight right now. So he beat him 3-2. He's someone that we're really looking for big things because he's the first match of every duel, you know. So we're looking for him to start the duel off on the right foot and get the ball going. So he's going to be just electric for us the whole year. He's going to really turn some heads, and he's starting to do that right now already. And we knew he would. Like I said, he was too small last year, and we knew once he got to the right size and filled out the weight class, he was going to start turning some heads. So he's already doing that. Another person that's starting off the season really hot right now is Josh Rout. So he was at 120 last year, kind of 120, 126, 120 to finish the season. He's starting off the season this year at 145, so he had a big kind of growth spurt there. He's undefeated right now. He's 3-0. He's the other one that got the win against Finley, but he's looking really good, like I said, in all positions of wrestling, on his feet, on top, on the bottom. He's doing really good right now. And once again, we're looking for really big things from him. He was our only section champ last year, so he's a state qualifier last year for us. So we're looking for him to kind of continue that from last year and keep that ball going. And then, yeah, the kind of the middle part of our lineup is pretty strong. Follow up Josh with Aiden Erickson, who's been a starter for us in seventh grade. So he's a 10th grader now. So this is his fourth year starting for us on the varsity. And he's doing pretty phenomenal, too, and just really dominant on his feet and on top, and he's looking to do really good. He was a state qualifier for us last year as well. And then the next one up from him is Nolan Myers at 160. Nolan was a state qualifier last year for us. And once again, he's looking really solid. He's 2-1 so far in the season. Battled against the Finley kid really tough, and it's just made some giant improvements over the offseason. So we're, once again, looking for big things from Nolan, and that kind of middle part of the lineup is where we're looking kind of to make hay. Finish up on top, I would say one kid that's going to start turning some heads, too, is Austin LaFlay. He's at 220 for us right now. He is 2-1 on the season, so he lost to Finley. But we got to bump him up to a heavyweight again. Stillwater, he wrestled a big old boy from Stillwater, and Austin's weighed about 220. The kid was about 285, and Austin ended up pinning him in the third period. So Austin's another kid that we're looking for big things from, a young kid, a sophomore, and he's going to start turning some heads. And our heavyweight, Cameron Olson, he didn't get to wrestle last weekend, but once again, he's a state qualifier for us. He had probably the best record on the team last year at 30-9. He's going to kind of anchor us at the end of the lineup there, too. So those are kind of our big names, but every weight class, we're throwing out a pretty good kid, a pretty solid wrestler, and like I said kind of before in the interview, too, someone that's going to fight for 6 minutes hard.
The Raiders would then jump right back over 500 in dual meet action with a couple of huge wins, one over St. Thomas, 45-21, but more importantly, a sectional win over Woodbury, 40-33 on Thursday. This has been your Week in Review in local Tri-County sports on KDWA AM 1460 and 97.7 FM. For more sports anytime you want them, check us out on the internet at KDWA.com. I'm Nick Tuckner reporting.